I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. As President Trump floats the idea of arming teachers in classrooms with guns, the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Department is offering teachers gun safety classes. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The Gwinnett County Sheriff's Department says the training, which will be offered next month, would be for use outside of the classroom. Although state law gives school districts the authority to decide if their staff can be armed, no school district in the state currently allows staff to carry guns on campus. But according to the AJC, Bleckley County Schools, about 90 minutes southeast of Atlanta, is considering allowing certain staff to carry weapons. Most metro Atlanta school districts remain opposed to arming teachers, leaning more toward increased law enforcement presence on campus to prevent incidents. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Wednesday is crossover day for the Georgia legislature, the day bills need to pass out of at least one chamber in order to remain alive for this session. Several bills are expected to be debated prior to the deadline, including ones that establish an Atlanta Metro Regional Transit Authority, the No Dialing While Driving proposal, and Governor Deal's bill to let judges forego cash bail for low-income nonviolent offenders. Gwinnett County Election Director Lynn Ledford says she needs to hire more than 2,000 poll workers before May's primary elections, including 350 who are fluent in both English and Spanish. This according to the AJC. With more than 44,000 registered Latino voters, Gwinnett County is the only community in Georgia to receive a U.S. Census Bureau designation mandating that it offer voter material and assistance in Spanish. Well, black women from across the country traveled to Georgia over the weekend for the Power Rising Conference to discuss economic and political issues. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms was one of the featured speakers at the event.
At our kitchen tables and in our backyards and in our churches, we have used our voices, but now we are saying to the world, we have power, we want to use it, and we are here to engage.
In her speech, gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams called for Georgia to expand Medicaid to help protect black mothers.
What's at stake is also maternal mortality rates that are killing black women at rates that are unseen. And if we expand Medicaid in the state of Georgia, we can save lives every single day.
More than 1,000 women attended the three-day event at the Westin Peachtree Plaza in Atlanta. Well, a Hollywood showrunner is calling for a boycott of productions in Georgia if a controversial adoption bill becomes law. SB 375, which passed the state Senate last week, would allow adoption agencies to refuse to place children with same-sex couples based on religious beliefs. According to Deadline, producer and writer Ben Wexler is calling for a movie and TV boycott if the bill passes. Last year, film productions in Georgia generated $9.5 billion in economic impact. And authorities are continuing the search for a CDC employee who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. 35-year-old Timothy Cunningham called in sick on February 12th and hasn't been seen or heard from since. According to WSB, Cunningham is a graduate of Morehouse University with a doctorate from Harvard. His parents say they found his wallet and phone at his home. A $10,000 reward is being offered for any information leading to his whereabouts. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.